Welcome back to Sports Day. Nice to get inside the Collingwood Football Club and one of their young guns. He's a big man.
The Collingwood Flyer, they call him over there.
Oh, well, hang on, I want to know if this is official. Darcy Moore, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
The Collingwood Flyer. Paul Hazelby has just indicated that that is the new nickname. Has it stuck yet?
It hasn't stuck in the last 10 seconds, no, but I'll do my best to get it up for you, Paul.
Who takes better grabs, you or Jeremy Howe?
I don't think there's any question. Jeremy Howe is a superstar.
He is unbelievable at that particular part of the game, mate. It's been incredible how many marks of the year he's had, including a couple of great ones this year. Does he practice that at training? Do you have to be careful in the training environment?
Yeah, definitely. He practices more on the bag than he does on any of the forwards, thankfully for us, which is nice. But yeah, like you said, it's so unique, his skill set, and it's bloody. We get just as much excitement as all the fans do when he pulls it out on the weekend. So it's it's good times.
How have you seen your own season this year, Darcy? Still a young, developing key position player. You played the 15 games, 21 goals, but still some improvement to come.
Yeah, exactly. Just trying to improve every week, and definitely to play every game bar one is a big step up for me. Definitely struggled last year with the physical load, so definitely physically feeling a lot better this year, and just trying to consistently just play some decent footy and contribute to the team. So it's been good to do it for all games except one this year. So but as you said, definitely got a long way to go, and but still enjoying it and loving it and looking forward to the future.
Darcy, have you actually stopped growing, mate? Because every time I see you, I know you've filled out a bit since you got picked up, but you seem like you're getting taller. 201 centimetres last time I looked.
Yeah, I've had a few issues with my body because of that, actually. I grew a couple of centimetres in February, March this year, and so it's sort of been... It's nice to keep growing and be able to play through the ruck and stuff like that and get a couple of centimetres, but unfortunately, it upsets your body a bit. So it's been a bit of a tough trot. But I'm thinking, hopefully, I've finally stopped growing in the last few months and ready to now settle into my body a bit more.
Would it be handy to have another key forward down there? I know you had Mason Cox at times, but he's not an established key forward yet. But Ben Reid spent some time there on the weekend, kicked the three goals. I bet that certainly helps your role.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't pick the team, so I don't know, but. I've done a lot of rehab stuff with Ben Reid, and sort of he's been really helpful for me in my first 3 years, teaching me the game. And he's obviously so experienced and so talented, so I'm loving having him up there. He's been bloody good up forward, and I think it's definitely provides a bit of a headache for the opposition, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what, when you've got all of your boys up and running, which you've rarely had this year, let's go through them. Elliot, Fasolo, Wells, Blair... There's been a lot of change. Josh Thomas, another bloke who's only got a couple of games on, a season last year that he won't want to remember. He wants to forget because he wasn't available to play for you. When you consider that group of players, throw in yourself and Reedy, who we've already spoken about, you've got potentially a pretty good forward line, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, we definitely rate ourselves in that capacity, in that part of the ground. But as you said, it's just been a bit of a struggle to get everyone out on the park every week. So, and I think, great teams, as we've seen, and great forward lines, the common theme is that they've played a lot of footy together. So we're still learning that, and it's still in the early stages for us. But like we saw on the weekend, when it works, it looks pretty good and pretty dangerous. So we're, and we have plenty of fun up there as well, which is good.
Now, you've been up and down in your form like most sides this season, and probably down a lot more than you like given where your ladder position is. But Braden Maynard, Jordan DeGoey, and we could probably go on, Crispy and a lot of the other younger guys that are coming through, they're still relatively inexperienced, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. We've got so many blokes under that sort of 60, 70 game mark, and I think it shows at times, like you said, that we're just inconsistent at the moment, which is frustrating for us and for the club. But I think, as you said, that's a huge positive, is the amount of young guys that are getting valuable minutes in AFL games this year. And it's just such a tough caper. So you can't, there's no shortcut for experience, unfortunately. So it's tough at times to take the lessons. But as you said, the future looks so bright, and it's pretty exciting.
Darcy, what about the external noise about your coach, Nathan Buckley? I've been in an environment before where there's a lot of talk about whether the coach is going to last that week, let alone the rest of the season. Does it have an impact on how you go out there and play, given that if you do lose, you know there's going to be some criticism directed your way?
I don't know. Speaking personally, mate, to be honest, I've been at the club for 3 years now, and it's basically been the same from day one that I walked in the door, that this... It's just the way that the media talks about Collingwood. So I suppose it's all I know to some respect, so it doesn't feel like it's any different at the moment. But, yeah, look, obviously there's high standards, and we're a club that a lot of people have a lot of invested interest in, which is great, and people love to talk about how we're going. So to be honest, I don't pay too much attention to it personally. But, look, I'm sure it has some sort of effect, but, you know, every team's under the same amount of pressure every week, so let alone every season. So I think it's pretty even across the competition, to be honest.
What does Nathan Buckley mean to you, and what's your relationship been like with Nathan Buckley in the time that you've spent with him?
Yeah, I grew up as a Collingwood supporter, admiring him from afar, so it was pretty daunting coming into the club as an 18-year-old and having him shake my hand and sort of welcome me to the club. And then as my coach, it was pretty overwhelming, but he's such a great bloke. We get on really well. And to me, he's the guy who's you know, my only AFL coach and the bloke who gave me my first game and gave me every game I've played. So, look, I'll be forever indebted to him for that opportunity. And he's such a great person and such a great teacher. It's he's been so good for my footy, and I've loved having him on board.
What's he like on game day, and how much of the game day coaching is done by your Lion coaches? Because it's more than the senior coach these days. There's a group of coaches that all have their respective roles.
Yeah, totally. It's game day is definitely more for us. It's in our division, so we'll spend most of our time with the other sort of during the breaks, hearing from the other forward line boys, and then Brenton Sanderson, who's come on board this year as our forwards coach. So, Bucks has obviously a bit of a role as being the senior coach, moving the magnets around. But in terms of us and our specifics on game day, it's generally more about the divisional coach. But having said that, a few weeks ago, I sat in the box for the Essendon game, and it was good to get an insight there into the messages that get sent out and how Bucks coaches and how it works with the other line coaches. So that was definitely a good experience.
You get a good chance this week to take some pressure off the coach. You take on the West Coast Eagles. To mine, there's two things in your advantage here: the midfield depth that you guys have, and also the troubles that the Eagles have had playing, particularly in Melbourne this year.
Yeah, exactly. I think our midfielders have shown all year, bar probably the last month, that we bat pretty deep and we work pretty hard in there. So we fortunately turned a bit of a corner last week and stepped it up. So it'll be good to take on the Eagles there. And they've obviously got some really talented midfielders who have definitely got the better of us the last few years. So it'll be good to give it right back to them. And then, as you say, playing in Melbourne's been a bit of an issue for them. But having said that, I think they're not too bad at Etihad. So I think that'll suit their game style a bit more. So it should be a good contest.
You won't have your spiritual leader either, Scott Pendlebury, and he was outstanding the last time you played in round 19 of last season. He was very influential with his 34 disposals in a match that you won, so you'll sadly miss him.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure how long he'll be out for, actually. I wasn't at the club today, but yeah, we'll definitely miss him. And he's such an important player for us, but it's a good challenge for the rest of us and that young core, like you spoke about before, to step up and get the win.
And what about now, mate? What do you got to get head off and do? Do you have an exam?
I do. I had an exam this afternoon, and then I've got another one tomorrow. So you've interrupted my study, you boys. So you better be bloody grateful.
What are you studying for?
studying a commerce degree. So just doing a couple of finance subjects. So
brilliant.
Yeah, bashing away at the calculator, trying to get it to work.
How to use all that money you're going to get when you get a 6-year deal like Nat Fife?
Oh, can only hope, mate. Can only hope.
They'll keep working hard.
You keep getting a kick. No worries. These big blokes are rare as hen's teeth, especially good ones. So keep up the good work, mate. Thanks very much for sharing a few minutes with us tonight. Really appreciate it, and good luck on the weekend.
Cheers. Good on ya. Thanks.